Hello everyone and welcome to the Everett Jets podcast. I am Brandon Enyart, your host, and today I have Lamine Damfa on the phone. How's it going, Lamine?
I'm great. How about you?
Doing good. It's been a couple weeks. We had the holiday going on in there that we didn't have the podcast, so we have a few games to talk about. But before we get to that point, tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you into soccer.
I've been playing soccer for as long as I can remember. I grew up in Africa, so it's like it's basically all we did for fun. So I mean, like, I've been playing the sport ever since I was like a little kid. So I just grew up playing it, and for my adult years in soccer, I kind of I've been to Europe for like tryouts before, and I also tried out with the Sounders S2, and I played 1 year at Edna's Community College, and for some college, I mean for some club teams back when I was in high school. So yeah, that's about it.
That's cool, and it's interesting because a lot of us don't have that experience of either, you know, of playing on multiple continents. We usually either play here in North America or maybe sometimes some people I know have played in Europe, but you have the experience of playing in Europe, Africa, and here. What was the biggest difference going from place to place that you noticed, the biggest differences in soccer in all those different places you've been?
With Africa, I mean, like, there's not, it's not that much of a difference with Africa, but I know for Europe, it's a lot different just because, like, the players there, they're taking more serious. So, like, the competition is, the competition is really, really, there's just a lot of good players. Right. Players are stronger, they're faster, they just take every play really serious. So yeah, in Europe, it's just the competition is really, really, really it's tough in Europe. So
but
with Africa, there's not that much difference. With the Sounders S2, it's kind of, I'm kind of used to their play style more. But, yeah.
Well, and it's funny too, because when you think back to Sounders S2, and even now it's Coma Defiance, you had a lot of different, those teams have gone through a lot of changes as well, whereas, you know, at some point they were a reserve team, then they've become, the USL has kind of reformed in the last few years, so there's a lot of changes going on there, and now, of course, with these, with leagues like EPLY, where the Jets are a part of that. Does it give you kind of a little more of the consistency that way, you know, knowing the league a little bit better?
Oh yeah. I didn't really know much about the EPL law. I know that I had a friend who used to actually play with the team with Washington Premier.
Right.
I had a friend who played for them, so I've seen like a couple games, and I know a little bit about it, but ever since I started playing for the Jets, that's when I kind of like learned more about it. But yeah, the play style is kind of like, I'm kind of like more used to the play style,
right?
In like EPLY and stuff like that, more so. Yeah.
And as for the Jets team and all of the guys you're playing with there, I know I've interviewed a number of them, and they all seem to be great guys. How has it been fitting into the Jets?
It's been pretty great. I started playing on the team with like two of my other friends, so the transition has been like pretty great. But they're no longer with us. But you know, like I'm used to my teammates, and They're pretty great. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Now, I know the last 2 weeks we were talking about, we had those two games. One was against Washington Premier, That was at Goddard, and then as well as against Bellingham United was the week 6 draw. Now, both of those games, unfortunately, Everett lost, but you did. There were the 2 goals in the game against Washington Premier. With both of those games, what was your feeling about them, and how the Jets reacted to the play of those 2 games?
I think against those 2 teams, we can definitely compete against them, and like that's what coach keeps telling us. Like, you know, we're there. Like, we can compete against them. As you know, like if you watch the game, you can see like how we can, you know, we can attack and defend against the best of them. So we're there. We just it's just for us. We just, you know, have those 1-2 mistakes that kind of like, you know, that kind of cost us. So I mean, like, but when it comes to like playing against whether it's Washington Premier or, you know, these other teams, we can compete against them. But you know, it's just like sometimes we'll play a very good game until like, you know, sometime in the second half, let's say like there's like 10-15 minutes left, we kind of like concede a goal because maybe like we're tired or something like that. But I mean, like apart from that, we can definitely compete against any team, in my opinion.
Now, tell us a little bit about your goal. How did that all come to happen, and what was the feeling like for you when you scored?
It felt great. It was my first goal in the regular season, so it felt great. I mean, I was a bit nervous, you know, going up to take the PK because, you know, we were down like 3-1. So, you know, I knew that it was going to be very crucial for me to, you know, score that goal, and I didn't want to let my team down. So, you know, after I scored the goal, it kind of motivated me to, you know, just get one more because, you know, we were down by 1 goal at that time. So,
yeah,
it motivated me and the rest of my teammates to, you know, just try to get one more. But, you know.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, that's great.
It's so awesome to hear. And congratulations on opening up the account with the Jets. Now I know that I was going to say too, obviously the year, you know, you think about facing Bellingham and Washington Premier in back-to-back weeks, you know, both of those teams only have, you know, lost. Bellingham has 1, Washington Premier has 2 losses. But you guys did hang with them, you know, like you mentioned, and you know, coach saying, hey, you're there. So the good news is about this year is that in the playoffs, Everett gets to go as a 4th seed. They play Tacoma coming up this weekend. What are your feelings now? There's got to be that feeling, right? That it's new life in soccer. Anything can happen. And so what are your thoughts going into this first round?
I definitely think we can compete against them. For us, it's more of, you know, just working hard in practice. And, you know, whatever we work on practice, we just have to, you know, take that, you know, do the same thing in the games. Because, you know, like, from what I see from us in practice, man, like, we take practice really serious. You see guys giving it their all, you know, whether it's, you know, going in on tackles or, you know, finishing their chances when, you know, even if it's just practice, you know, but we just tend to, you know, just give it all in practice. So, you know, we just have to make sure that, you know, whatever we do in practice, we try to, you know, do the same thing in the game. And, you know, I feel like we can definitely, you know, we can definitely compete against them. And we just have to, you know, work hard from the first whistle to the last whistle. And as long as we give it our all, that, you know, win, lose, or draw, you know, we can be proud of ourselves.
Well, and the good news is, too, is that when you look at the standings, you guys never faced Tacoma Arrows before, so this is something new. You're a new team for them. And, you know, I think there was an exhibition game, I believe, early on that maybe you guys did face them. But on top of that, the North Division has been the tough division this year. So, you know, South, you know, it would be great to see you guys get a result against Tacoma Arrows in that first round. So, yeah, everybody make sure to mark your calendars. That is Saturday, and it is going to be exciting in Tacoma. So if you want to make the trip down there to go watch it, what are your thoughts when it comes to heading into this the more playoff mindset, when you are around your teammates, do they seem pretty amped that they get to now do something that, you know, hey, this is really for something, you know, in these playoffs?
Yeah, I think the fact that, you know, like we're gonna be playing for something, I think it's gonna mean a lot more for me and my teammates. I mean, the fact that, you know, like if we lose, we're basically out of the competition. I think that's a extra motivation for all of us. So, yeah.
Well, it's gonna be great, and yeah, and it's a quick turnaround. If you guys were to advance, you end up going to the semifinals only, I believe, a day or two later. And then the finals being, I think, on the 24th and 25th, I believe, somewhere around that day. So everybody make sure to check out Everett Jez's website as well to keep up to date on everything that's happening. Lamine, thank you so much for being on the show and for giving such great insight to what's been going on the last few weeks. I appreciate you taking your time. And, yeah, hopefully you guys get a win this weekend.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you, and best of luck. Go Jets.
All right.
Take care. Thank you so much to Lamine for being on the show. And now before I let you go this week, an update on the past couple weeks of EPLWA action. Like I mentioned, we had the holiday off, so there's been a lot going on. And if you go back to week 5, you had Yakima United. They lost to Tacoma Narrows at Sozo Sports 3-1. You also had Oletown Artesians and Vancouver Victory. That was in Oletown, and that was a 1-1 draw. Everett Jets, as we mentioned earlier, lost to Washington Premier at Goddard 4-2. Pac Northwest was the only defeat for Bellingham United this year, 2-1, as at Valley Ridge Park at Pac Northwest home. And then Pac Northwest also played in the 30th, which is a Wednesday, one of those rare Wednesday matches. They played against Washington Premier and lost 2-0 at Starfire. Week 6 saw Tacoma Narrows beating Vancouver Victory 2-0 at home. Oletown Artesians beat Yakima United 3-2 in Oletown. And Everett Jets lost to Bellingham United at Goddard Stadium 2-0. Washington Premier beats Pac Northwest as the final game of the regular season 4-2. And that was at WPFC Complex, Washington Premier's home. And also, we were talking about quarterfinals. Bellingham United takes on Vancouver Victory on July 17th. That's at Orca Field in Bellingham. Tacoma Narrows will take on your Everett Jets at Sierra Complex in Tacoma. That is also on the 17th at 6 o'clock p.m. And then on the 16th, somehow this is backwards on EPLWA's website that I'm reading off of right now, you've got Washington Premier taking on Yakima United at WPFC Complex. That's at 8 o'clock. And Oletown Artesians take on Pac Northwest at Black Hills High School. That is the hometown of the Oletown Artesians. Semifinals will take place on July 18th, while the championship will either be the 24th or the 25th of July. Thank you so much again to everybody for joining us this week, and we will keep you posted on how the playoffs go. Go Jets!